clothes and fashion, looking elegant.
I remember I came down and I walked down to the beach from by our Quonset down there. Seen a drum down on the beach. And when I checked it with gas, and I figured, boy, I can get some gas for my car. But when I got a 5 gallon can, I got a hose and went down there and I filled it. Thing, and then they came by again saying that another wave was coming. So I just took that gas and ran up. I got gas it up to
get your car all the way up. Wow. We had two waves then?
There were more than two waves.
Oh, there was a lot of them. It's tired going and come out, you know, come in and go.
We're watching from the old hospital, you know.
Yeah.
We've seen that channel down there go dry.
Yeah.
We've seen a bunch of big boulders.
Huh.
And then we watched it when the second wave came. But all the way, remember Bob Hall was down to Gura?
Yeah.
Got all the way up there. Just like that.
She wasn't the only one who believed the law. That Arnie Tweet, I guess his name was, he was on the Jaguar. That went dry. That's when it went dry in the channel.
Uh-huh.
He jumped off of it and walked the shore. Walked up.
Is that right? Wow. We had no warning there was an earthquake, a tsunami coming?
Oh yeah, there was a warning.
There was a warning?
Not much of a warning though, not much time.
Fred said the earthquake came while Fred was on the boat. And that lady, he was on Sergei's boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that lady wanted him to stay and have the order. He said, no, I have to go home and check on the kids. So he just got up to the top of the dock, you know, and started going. By the time he got to the car, he couldn't even get in the car. And by the time he started leaving, the water started coming up.
We were at City Market when that happened, the earthquake. Mom and I and my brother Joey, he was just a baby, but he was walking. He was going to get his food because Mom was saying, where's your food? And he knew what aisle his food was at.
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking with him, you know, to go, and he was pointing to his food, and that's when everything, and the shelf almost fell on him, on Joey. You know, I remember, I was like, first I was watching, I was wondering who was behind there pushing those boxes at us. You know, it's because they were just being thrown at us. And I looked at Mom, I was like, Mom, why are they throwing the boxes at us? You know, next thing I know, the shelf was starting to come and Mom just grabbed Joey. It was Mom or Daddy that grabbed Joey just as it was coming. And Mom started yelling at, Kenneth, get us out of here. And I remember we were coming out of the store, you know, and it was just shaking really bad.
Crept.
At City Market.
Oh.
We were in City Market. That was right across from where Max is now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I remember walking out of the store there, and there was this lady that was crossing the street, and she was just holding her head screaming at the top of her voice. And that's what scared me, because I thought something was really wrong. You know, and I didn't understand why it was going like this here. But that lady was what scared me, because she just was screaming. And then I was like, Mom was telling her, and they were yelling at her to get away from the lamp post, you know, the electrical one. And she was running right for it. And you could see the thing was starting to come. And she's holding her head screaming and just running crazy. That's when I started to cry. Because she scared me, you know, and everybody was like running everywhere. And Mom was like, get me out of here, Kenneth! You know, and Daddy. And I remember, I think somebody pulled that lady out of the way of the pole. You know, somebody ran for her. And then after that, we went home to Mission Road, the little house down there,
mm-hmm.
where we lived. And I walked in the house and I was like, Mom, who came in our house and they killed our fish? The fish tank had gone. Who made a mess of our house, Mom? And Mom was like, she could see that I got upset because there was our fish on the floor, you know? And she says, Teresa, I want you to go outside to your swing and look to see if there's water there. And if you see water, you come right back in the house. Don't you go nowhere. You come right back inside and you tell me if there's water. And my swing was in the back of the house. You know, and I was thinking, oh, good, I could go swing, you know. And I looked and I saw there was water. It was filling up with water. And I was like, how did Mom know there was going to be water in where my swing was? So I ran back inside and I said, Mom, how'd you know there's water there? She looked at Dad and she says, Kenneth, get me to that mountain now. Next thing I know, we were heading uphill with that little black car we had. And it was lots of people, and Mom had forgotten to fill. That's why we were down there to get, you know, Joey milk and food. And with all the commotion, he didn't get, and they had forgotten to grab some water or whatever.
Once you got up there, you had a hard time trying to get back down if you wanted to get down.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I walked down from the car. I walked down. And I went down to my Aunt Alice's.
Uh-huh.
She lived just above Tony's there, Alder Lane. I went there to see how she was. Her house was okay. I went in there. There was Jacob. The guy that made the trip with us. Uh-huh. He was sitting in the chair, drunker. He had these quart bottles of beer. Man, there's a lot of beer downtown, Dennis. all the beer, you know, all the joints washed out. Beer all over.
Well, they were finding a lot of the booze and the lake, you know,
yeah.
From the beachgoers.
Yeah, me and Skip and Robin and... Skip and Robin and... Somebody else. We went out to Spruce Cape. We were going to go look for the Spruce Cape. And Skip says, let's go down to Nick Mullins and get some booze first, you know. She was okay, so I drove them down there. And the National Guard was there. You know, they wouldn't let you go through. We told them we had to go see Nick, you know. So we went around. And you could see beer down below, you know, that hill there. And they were up here. And he says, I'll open the window and I'm going to roll down. So he opened the window, he rolled down and he loaded up with beer. And he went around where the National Guard couldn't see him. Then he put him in the truck. And he went to Nick's. And Nick's basement was just full of booze, all different kinds. And we heard about him, you know. He said he had booze. So we went down there. He said, help yourself, whatever you want.
Honestly.
Then we went out to Spruce Cape, and I found a quart of PC out there, too. On the beach.
Really?
Wow. It must have been everything. Crafts got all washed away too, huh?
Julie was with us. You know, I wasn't drinking very much, you know, I just sipped a little bit because I was driving. And then we left her in the car, we went to Narska, where the they used to have that show all the time, you know what they call it, the show they had.
The Orphan Theater?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I went down the beach and I was looking around down there, you know. I come and I snuck up to the car, she was sitting in the car. And we had that 57 Chevy, had that thing in the back. I grabbed that and I
Oh, you're mean.
He got so scared, man. I was sorry I did that. He was so scared he was throwing up. Oh,
poor thing. She must have been mad at you. Poor thing.
Where was that we they had went down the not far from Carlo? It was a 7.2. We were here December month. We were here doing some Christmas shopping.
That very long ago, huh?
Not too long ago. Maybe 2000. Including the crimes that his staff claimed were hidden from 98, one of them years. Anyway, we're down at Carol's. They were sitting down. We're all talking. Prince was, oh my goodness, he's got a jerk there. Second to one, Carol got up, and in no time she was dressed and ready to go. Said, we better get out of here, because it, you know, kept shaking. And we went up to Fir Terrace where Sandra was staying. And we stayed with her and called our brother Lars. And when I talked to him, he said, it's still shaking out here. Well, here too. And I called my son Joe and said, oh, I had a big black jewelry box. That fell off my shelves. My knickknacks fell off the shelves. Stuff from on top of my entertainment center fell off. Joseph said he didn't put them back, but he just kept them all on the floor.
That's when I think my brother's TV fell down. But I thought it was in the summer because I know we were out fishing and there was a 7.2. June 3rd,
1944. 3 days. 6th or 7th of December.
Because I know in July we had a really bad one. Where was I when that happened in December? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It must have been about maybe 3 years ago, 4 years.
I was
and
here.
After that we had winds at Larsen Bay 90 some miles an hour.
Yeah.
And we have a little garage and it's got double doors. And gee, was that wind came up. My two kids were scared, and I was scared too. And then we could hear the doors slamming. So Brianna and I went out. I told her, I don't know how to drive a four-wheeler, so she knew. She was just a little girl, smaller than she is now. And I told her, Brianna, you could... No, first I got in my little car, and it was just icy. And I tried to back up to... put the car against the doors, and I put it, and I made a complete turnaround, and I was stuck there. And she had her dad's four-wheeler, and I go, Brianna, maybe you could go and push that, or run that four-wheeler up against the doors. But I know they were going to fall off. Then she'd try, a big puff of wind come and run into the corridor again. Finally, it calmed down where she could. She zoomed it up to the door, and by the time she got to the porta, why, another big puff of wind came. They were so scared that night, they slept with me, and they had their earphones on, listening to music so they won't have to hear the wind. Next morning, we got them with a truck can. The one bunkhouse was down. Roofing was off all over the canary. Broken trees all over.
Oh, I remember that picture there in the newspaper about the cannery and the roof cave in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did they fix the store from what was it last year?
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, they had the big northeaster came in.
Jack took pictures, boy, that looked weird. Yeah. That water looks, that bay looked, the water looked so high.
Yeah.
I see pictures, they had the pictures in the school that I went to see.
You know, this year's tide is supposed to be bigger than that one.
Is that right?
This year, yeah.
That's in December, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You get bigger and bigger, the tides.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not blowing You know, if it's flowing, that's what rains. That's what
well, if it flows part of it, I also think of part of, you know, that's how it started.
Yeah.
Changing the...
The channel?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay, who are those?
This here is a doctor.
P-U-U-G-T-A-R-A-Q.
So we're looking at those showers and storms developed. Also worth following this feature here.
Okay.
How come they say it's T-U-N? But I thought you said doctor.
Yeah, that's what it's there.
But they say, but they got a T.
We're looking at a couple areas of eastern Iowa, also in Texas, right in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but see, they got a T-U-U, but that's a dump. Oh, tough.
Definitely a calm down. Over toward eastern Oklahoma, another little cluster here. No severe storms at this point. These storms continue to be
You say do?
Mm-hmm.
But that says tuh.
Yeah, it's different here.
So ours is doctor.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to cross this guy out. Forget this spelling. This is how we say it. Okay.
Doctor.
Okay, and this is a carpenter. He's wearing those jeans. He works with wood. A builder.
Tough one.
You don't remember them?
If you wanted to create the ideal health drink, you want lots of vitamins, like the vitamin C you find in rutabaga and thiamine.
I know a rebel they call it atropatic.
A what?
Atropatic. That's what Nikki used to say. Pass the atropatic to me.
Oh, okay. And what is that one?
Hmm.
A wrench?
A level.
Oh, a level.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. We know that receiving a structured settlement can often be frustrating, especially when you need cash now. Structured settlement, it's your money. And J.D. Wentworth knows this is a nurse. So call the number on your... I'm assuming it's a nurse or maybe a lady doctor. Call and one of our representatives will be glad to help. How do you say that? J.D. Wentworth. Well, a healing native woman, let's make her that.
What?
You know, one of the native women who are midwives or healers, like my great grandma used to be. When somebody was sick, they'd call for her. What do they call
her? Dr. Migashwa.
Yeah.
Dr. Migashwa. Doctor's helper.
Oh.
That's how, yeah, that's the only way I could think of
it. Durum.
Igashwa.
Igashwa. Doctor's helper.
and look over toward the Caribbean. Typically very warm this time of year, up near 90 degrees every day.
But what would we call a native healer?
In the eastern Caribbean Sea. And speaking about thunderstorms, and maybe back to states over toward Iowa,
you know, like how the midwives went and helped, and if somebody got sick, they'd call them and then make the herbs and stuff. Tell them to go give them, say, like sour berries or. What did we call them?
Oh, they're a hook.
Yeah, that's the only way I could think of it.
What about shamans or medicine men or
shamans?
Shamans?
Those are very good. Remember?
Yeah.
They used to say you were a shaman. And he died on Good Friday.
Yeah.
And as you think, gee, if he was a bad person, you know, he died on such a good day, Good Friday.
Who was this?
A guy from Panatic used to come over to Carlo and fish sometimes, but he just stayed back.
He lived in the fog neck. He lived by, he had a house by.
Oh, from a fog neck?
Yeah. Yeah. He lived by Johnny Nelson's house there. We used to go, that old house, we used to go, let's go play Nananas. And then there was another one below Shardine's on the other side. Old lady, her name was Ilanika. We used to go, let's go to Ilanika's house.
She's the name they used to
have. Their windows were out, you know, and stuff. We used to play around.
Huh. And what was this old man's name?
Ananda.
Ananda? Ananda.
Everybody called him a shaman.
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 Ananda Shamanic. Now, why would they call him that? What did he do that you guys, it made you think he was
a fortune teller.
Oh, really?
That's what I guess a shamanic is, a fortune teller.
He had the third eye.
Yeah.
Huh. When did he die?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Long, long time ago?
I know his wife's name was Jenny. He used to call her Ananika.
They called her what?
Ananika, his wife.
Ananihuk?
Ka. Ka.
Ka.
Ka.
Ha. Ha. And then Ananihuk.
Ananihuk. Yeah.
Okay. They have any children?
Okay, I know. I just barely remember them myself.
What's that?
That Ananihuk, that was his wife's name was Jenny.
Yeah, Yeah. That was, remember Yulia that was married to Simi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was her sister.
Oh,
do you remember Scotty Pipewood?
Oh, yeah.
That was their brother.
Yeah. That Einar.
There
was Einar and Kostya.
Uh-huh. Robert Dundee.
Robert Dundee.
Little Dolly, they used to call him Robert.
Rubber Dolly.
Now these are their family?
Yeah.
Or her side of the family?
Julia. Ananda's wife's side of the family.
Not his side.
The kid Jacob and Junior and all them guys used to call Rubber Dolly Lungi. Lungi. They called him Lungi.
And he came over from where?
Fog Neck.
Yeah.
He was born and raised in the Fog Neck, or?
I don't know. You mean Robert? Yeah.
No, Ananda.
As far as I know. It was, his house was there.
Oh.
You know.
I think he was from Connecticut.
Could have been, you know, but yeah. He probably moved to Fond du Lac.
What's Kinetic?
It was a village across the mainland.
Huh.
It led in the people moved from the mainland.
Yeah, like, I mean, there are people from Connecticut also moved to Perryville.
Mm-hmm. Some of them moved to the island. I see there, and then there was some from Katmai moved to,
mm-hmm.
across, and then from over further down the mainland, the Wakins came from I can't think of the name of that last point out there, going to towards Anchorage, Cape Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
From there.
There's quite a few people in Florida from Cape Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his wife was from there, and some other people were from there.
They said my great grandma came from Katmai area.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Malcooley. What was her name? Huh.
I don't know how she. My gosh, she was. How can you do things when you're blind?
Yeah.
My gosh, she used to make such good cookies.
Yeah.
She'd cook, and her place was in order.
Yeah.
And she knew. She knew things.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
She'd tell you that so-and-so was coming before they even got there.
Yeah.
At the house.
Yeah, her and my bobble.
That's what you call Shimon.
Yeah. I remember her. I was 5 years old when she died. And I remember her, she'd come in, you know, and stay at Mom's place down on Mission Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we were living in Carlick, and we went to see her in that little green and black mm-hmm. house that she had down there in the village side there. And she wanted me to sleep with her. And I didn't want to sleep with her because she made me afraid, because I knew she couldn't see, but she could see, you know. And I just remember it from being little and stuff. And I remember cuddled up on the side of the bed there in her room, and she was talking to me, and she always called me her apple, you know, because I didn't have the hair.
Yeah.
And she says, "Why are you afraid?" And I was like, "I'm not afraid, but I was scared." And she says, "You're afraid." And she's called my mom and told Mom to come and get me because I was afraid. And I felt so I disappointed her, you know. But I was so glad, but I was upset because I wanted to stay with her. And she told me, and it was like she knew, because she kept telling me, "It's okay." She said, "I understand." You know.
She had a wood stove, she had kindling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Used to be so amazing. One time she must have made drozhia.
What's
after
that?
After church.
Is that raisin?
Homemade yeast.
Oh.
Homemade yeast for bread. They used to make that.
Drozhia.
And her and my papa were drinking it. And my mom was doing good. She was really kind of a hive when we went home, and my mom and I put her to bed in her bedroom, and pretty soon we heard a thump. Here my grandma fell off. She was all rolled up in her blanket. She was so
amazing.
My mom was blind too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember Mrs. Nelson and them used to make rhubarb wine.
Oh,
she'd make really powerful rhubarb wine. They'd party when their husbands are out fishing. See, they used to go fishing. They'd go fishing. They'd be gone for a couple months. You know, they'd go to Carlick and Red River or somewhere, and they'd stay there.
Yeah.
They have to bake bread for them, and they'd get them to them somehow. You know, like, my mom and them used to take have the bread sent up with one of the gill netters up to the cook inlet, and the cook inlet would take them to Zinke, Zinke would take them to Carla, and they're tender. Yeah. And I was thinking, God darn, the bread must be hard when it's
hard drive.
But bread was different.
Yeah.
You know? It seemed like it stayed fresh for a long time in those days.
Yeah.
Boy, I liked the way tea tasted.
Yeah.
Growing up, boy.
Yeah, well, they didn't make these tea bags and stuff. They taste like rags.
It tastes different, the tea.
I always get genuine tea at home and I make it.
The blend with the bulked?
And Julie always makes. Would fix these in the bag. I thought that tastes like a rag suit. So I always make genuine tea when I make tea.
Oh.
I have a little teapot to make.
Yeah. When I lived in Sri Lanka, they had a, you know, they made the, that's where all the tea comes from. Mm-hmm. And there was this one batch of tea, I tell you, it was the nicest, because it was fresh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, they got it real fresh. And what, there was this little old lady, we called her Achiyama. She used to do to go to the store for me. I'd give her the rupees, that was the money, and she'd go and she'd get it for me. Because if I went, being white, the prices would go way high.
Yeah.
So she would always go shopping for me, and she bought this batch of tea. It was the most, it was like, I don't know, it tasted like vanilla to me.
Yeah.
This tea was so good, and it was bulk tea,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're really big tea drinkers in that country.
Yeah, same with Turkey.
Oh,
we're in Turkey,
uh-huh.
We went to a little place there, and boy, they have so many different kinds of tea.
Yeah.
And they're in packages, you know, different flavors, tea in that one package.
Oh.
And then they got these little glasses they drink tea in.
Yeah, the small little.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And it tastes so good.
Yeah.
It really tastes
instead good. Of, would you like a cup of coffee when you sit down somewhere? Would you like a cup of tea? They give you tea. You know? Yeah.
I know my dad used to like that tea.
So it has to be a certain type of green tea
mm-hmm.
to have a really good taste. The ones that are here, they taste like seaweed to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it tastes like seaweed. And so that's not the type of green tea that I'm accustomed to. You know. So Droshuk, homemade yeast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a brew.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's made from yeast.
Yeast potatoes.
Potatoes
and what else?
The yeast as a starter.
No, they used to make it without yeast.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow. They make yeast out of potatoes and something else.
Sugar and water, that's all I think.
Yeah. They let it till it works, then I guess it turns to yeast. When it starts working.
Wow. All these
mm-hmm.
old ways of doing things, huh?
You know, one time, Ludwig and I were picking berries. We picked 15 gallons of blueberries when he stayed with us in the fog night. And we wanted some booze, you know. And Julie was going to church quite a bit, it was fasting time or something. And I said, as soon as you go to church, we'll set a batch. You know how which could we set a batch with? He said, split pieces. Because I had a little barrel about that big. You know. So we set it, we put it upstairs. He didn't know where it was. You know. We were upstairs in our house there. Going to beat the band. And when I looked at it, it looked so gray. Yeah. and we just canned a bunch of blueberries in these jars, you know. They were juicing them and stuff. And I said, what if I put some of these four quarts of blueberries in this? He said, boy, that probably make it good. And add on to it. It makes it sweeter too, you know, and make it'll work longer. So I did that. I put four quarts. We took some of it out. And I put four quarts in. I put a gallon in. And that'll work it. Good. Pretty good looking, you know. So we got it in jugs. I got 3.5 gallons out of it. I put it in jugs. And you know how those oil stoves had a bottom in them? You could put something underneath. That's where I put them underneath the oil stove, the kids. And every time when Julie went to bed or something, I put a little bit of sugar and all of them. And I kept them going till Russian Christmas.
My goodness.
They really got strong. I guess you know Burrell, that school teacher. He used to be in Carlock. Burrell, what's his name? He was in a Bogna.
Oh, yeah.
He came one time to visit us. For some reason, he came to the house. And I asked him, would you like it? He never tried that wine yet. And I said, would you like to try some of that wine? Some of the wine I think. He said, yeah, okay. So I gave him one of the little glasses, like the tea they sat there and drank it. I see he kind of looked kind of different. His face got red, you know. And I said, do you like another one? And he says, oh, I don't think so. He said, I think I better head back. So he got up and he kind of staggered out. It really got powerful. I made it, it was clear, just like pink champagne
in
through the, you know, it worked out in them, got real hard on the bottom. So I dumped it into different jugs, you know. And that's how I got 3.5 gallons. And the rest of Christmas came. And Harry and Sut came and they were sorry, you know. Gave them all the shots, and Harry and Sut didn't make it anymore. They stayed right there. They fell asleep on the table.
Like a vodka.
It was really strong.
Oh.
I still had 3 gallons. I just had that tap again. Lasted a long time. Next day they tried to come, and I told them, well, you guys drank it all. I wouldn't give them it. And I got, Johnny Anderson, he came by once and I gave him a couple of shots and that did him. I wouldn't drink it myself, I was scared to drink it. I just taste a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was really powerful.
You never made no more after that?
No.
No?
No.
Started from pea soup and...
We started with peas, yeah.
I know at Harlem, you know, people mix it with fruit, you know?
Yeah.
Fruit and beans and peas. So then Darrell, he used to make that 24-hour one
with
split peas.
Yeah.
Why did you get drunk out of that?
That's where Ludwig showed me split peas.
Is that right? How do you make it in 24 hours?
I don't know. Boy, it'd make you sick if you did that fast.
Yeah,
It wouldn't be clear or nothing, you know.
But they still get drunk.
Yeah.
Huh.
White home used to be good, you know. Last time, nobody drank. Nobody drank. People used to clean their houses. First of all, my dad would get us young people together and clean the church. Boy, they put ladders up and put a little board across it when we're going to mop the ceiling. It's a wonder none of us ever fell off, you know.
Yes.
So brave. Scrub the walls, then we'd clean our houses. Everybody would clean their yards, you know. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow. Okay, so what's the next one?
Pina Ona.
What's that?
Who is this?
Pina?
Pina Ona.
Pina. No. Pina Ona.
We don't know.
No.
We
don't. No.
Fireman.
Fireman? Or policeman?
Fireman. When you get it.
Well, how do you say fire in Elmi?
Knuck.
Fire. Knuck?
Knuck. K-E-N-E-Q.
I put K-A-N-U-K. Knuck. Fire. Knuck. Na kluwach. We don't know. Kina Una, who is this?
The Thuwak Puk Pyaman.
Kanu
is Thuwak.
Na Klu Kluwa. It? Oh, I spelled that before. We don't know. But that's not, he's a fireman, but you don't know. You're telling me again. Okay.
Just a fireman, a buchtachtet.
Fire?
Just a fireman, a buchtachtet. How do they say fireman?
Oh, okay. Next is, it looks like a granny and grandchild.
Babushka. Babushka. Ushishanji. Babushka and a little kid, child. Babushka.
Babushka.
Ushishanji.
Quar. Something. Grandchild. How do you say grandchild?
Oh. Ushikla.
What's Ukwak?
Stwaka.
Stwaka. Is okay. Is that male or female? Stwak. That's male, huh?
Just a grandchild. Oh.
Stwak. Kiwi from Mistwa.
Kiwi?
Kiwi from Mistwa.
Yeah,
old lady's grandchild.
Kiwi?
Wum.
Wum? Kiwi Wum?
Mistwa.
Istwa? Istwa. Kiwi Wum Istwa?
Or either Stucha.
Yeah.
Ich tu.
Ha.
Ha. Ich tu ha. And that is grandchild?
Yeah.
You were saying something before. You said Babushka Ushi.
Ushwishka.
Ushwishka.
Ushishwa.
Okay. Ushishwa.
Swiss.
Swiss. Oh, Swiss.
In Swiss. Oh,
Swiss.
Oh, Swiss.
Switzerland.
I'm going to try to scratch this all out and start over again. Okay. Ooh. Right? Oosh.
Swish.
Oosh. Swish. Swish.
Ha.
Ha. Oosh. Swish. Ha.
It's like Switzerland, you know.
Yeah. Oosh. Swish. Ha. And that's child?
Uh-huh.
Okay, babushka and ushwiha. Uh-huh. And then it came out to be iktuha.
Ishtuha.
Ishtuha, that's a grandchild.
Ich.
Ishtuha.
Ich. Okay, iktuha.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then kahui hum ichtua. Kahuihum ichtwa. Kahuihum ichtwa.
Kewihum.
Kewihum
ichtwa.
Kewihum. Okay, what am I asking?
See, that's old lady's grandchild.
Okay. Uh-huh. Old lady's. Wow, that's a lot. Babushka, ushwiha, ushwiha is child. Mm-hmm. Babushka is child. Or babushka and child. Then kehui hum ichtwa. Uh-huh. Old lady's grandchild.
Uh-huh. You say K?
K.
Wichwam.
K hui.
K wichwam.
Oh, wich. Wich. Okay, wich. Oh, I know how to do that one. Okay, let's do this way. K wich. K wich. K wichwam ilktwa.
Uh-huh.
And ich. 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 Ikki tuha? Ikhtuha. Ikhtuha.
Cool. How about ishtwa?
Mm-hmm.
Pachnahuaktu.
Pachnahuaktu.
Uh-huh. Sagen wir kein
Pachnahuaktu.
No, it's not cold.
Magariachtu. I'm asking him if it's kind of warm outside. First I asked him,
if it was cold outside. Uh-huh. I understood
him,
that.
And then I asked him, that's how fast I forget. Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking him if it's warm outside.
And he said it's nice and warm when he
came here.
Right, it wasn't cold. Yeah. You know, it had snow last night. It snowed and rained.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When I went to my brother's for dinner, and my husband, he comes in and said it was snow, and I says, baloney. He says, yes, come look. And we stood outside the door, and you could see, because there's the lamp. It was mixed snow and rain. It didn't say, you know, but it was definitely coming down. And I said, it's too early. It's not Halloween yet.
I hope that road isn't bad. Going up.
Driving. Make sure you got snow tires, because I know they had snow.
Yeah. They probably keep it pretty clear, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Hingut miugut. Who are those?
Kingut.
Red Riding Hood, Tokuna. Tokuna, little Red Riding.
Ah, okay. Kingut.
Kingut, me, you good.
me.
It's Ubud because there's more than one.
Ubud.
Who are those?
Okay.
Una Ushwisham.
One.
Una. That's one.
Una.
Ushwisham.
Ush. Ush. Fuck.
This is a child.
This is a child. Una ush. Huichak. Okay.
Una ush. Huichak. Una achnak.
Una achnak. Una achnak. Lady?
Una nugashbiak.
Una nugash.
Nugash.
Gach. Gach.
Piak.
Piak. Una nugach piak. This is a man. This is a man. Okay. We done babushka ushwiha. Kewa kum ilhtwa. And ilhtuha. Ilhtuha.
Grandchild.
Uh-huh. Kingut mi ugu.
Who are these?
Una usha huil. Una ush huilchak. This is a child.
Yeah.
Una
achanak.
Achanak. Achkinak.
Achnak.
Achnak. Achnak. This is a lady. Unan, una nugulch.
Nugash.
Nu, una nugulch piak. Piak. Una nugulch piak. This is a man. All right.
Why? Ugun tapmut ugut.
Enough.
A why?
A why? A why?
Ugun.
Why Ugunik?
We're done with these.
Okay. Done.
Takuduguk.
Takuduguk.
These.
We're done with these.
Why Ugunik?
Takuduguk.
Takuduguk.
Good
is because there's three of us.
Right. Why Ugunik Taku?
Taku. Taku.
Taku.
Too good.
Too good.
There's more than one.
Right. Why ugu nik tagu too good. Finished. I put them back in the bag. How do you say that? I'll put them back in the bag.
Be sure.
Angit man si gigi.
Huh?
Angit man si gigi.
Get.
Angit.
Ang, okay, ang, git,
man,
man,
siyanga.
That's not what you said before.
Siyagan is a different siyanga. If you're going to put them away, it's siyanga.
Okay, I said, I'm saying, I'll put them away.
Uh-huh.
Git man siyanga.
A git man.
Si. Siyanga. Make it longer.
Shri. I never know how to spell that one.
Shri.
Angit Man Kli Ganga.
C G.
G.
C G.
Okay, I'm having a hard time saying that. Forget it.
It was Sianga, yeah, that'd be shorter.
Sianga. Sianga.
I'm putting them away.
I'm putting them away. This one. Angit mang ghi gi something. Ki gi anga.
Ga.
Anga.
Wakata kudukut.
Huh?
Wakata kudukut.
What's that?
Are we done now?
Yeah.
Namamiche kaka.
What's that now?
He's asking where his check is.
Oh. At the museum. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know whether it was there or not because she said she might give it to you.
Oh, she didn't. I didn't go get them this morning. No. Yeah, I said I'll see her after. Yeah. But I can get it if you want.
Yeah, well, I'm not in a hurry with it. I just...
Oh. Because I'll go there. I was going to pick up the book and more discs.
Oh. Uh-huh. I'll probably just pick up my cousin and take my mom down to the clinic.
Okay. No problem.
You just go down to the museum and pick them up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll just go down and pick mine up now on the way back.
There you go. That's what I'm going to do. Koyana, huh? Uh-huh.
Koyana
Nedun.
Koyana Nedun.
If
thank you for coming.
Ah. Okay.
It has a K on the end. Ugut, ug. U-K-U-K, Ugut.
Tuguk, Aguk, Tuguk, Agah, Agkudah, Tuguk, two of us. And Achtu, Gah, Luji is more.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was one Kuda.
Huh?
All of us, one Kuda?
You.
Kum Kuda, yeah. Kum Kuda, all
one
of
Kuda,
us.
All of you, but yeah. Not me. All of you. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us. Espaji would be all of you.
Yeah.
But Huang Guda is all of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Espaji would be all of you.
Huang Gunak
is us two.
Huang Gunak is two.
Us two.
Huang Gunak is two. Yeah.
Huang Gunak is us two. Espatet. Espat is you two.
Espat is one.
Espat is
you.
Is you.
You're going.
Yeah, is you. But
Espaduk is two.
Espaduk is you two, but not me. And then Espaji is all of you.
Yeah.
All of you.
And then we go, we chali, me too.
Okay. So anyways, we'll have to check
this
on
one,
that one.
This
huh?
one.
Because here we got Dennis.
Person is
Coco.
Late, that's what I
Let's
got.
Let's see what she said first. This was
this
back
is,
here, too, she
right,
said.
Right, this is what they had here. This was what they were saying that day. This was the day you left.
Yeah, this was Dennis is late. She had it twice here.
Person is late.
Dennis is coming. Taguda tuk.
Teyuk.
Teguda.
That sounds close.
Kokologu. Kokologu.
Kokologu.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's late.
Dennis is late.
Kokologu?
Yeah.
Oh, Kokologu, yeah. Okay.
Kokologu.
Okay. It the bell rang. I just like the bell rang. You're late.
Oh. Kokologu.
Kokologu. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it said here then. Okay.
Kokologu.
Kokolugu.
You emphasize the second kokolugu.
Yeah. When there's two together. Kokolugu.
That
means the person. Person is late.
It isn't you're late. It's the bell rang. That's what that is.
You're identifying it with the bell. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, kokolugu. or the time, you know.
Yeah, Kokolugu. So.
I don't know how you say you were late, though.
So she was right. But it's Kokotanga. Yeah. I'm late. Mm-hmm. Kokotanga. So you were right.
That's and still then, not right. If the bell rang, you know, Kokushugu.
I'm late ringing the bell.
Yeah, the bell rang and you're
okay,
late.
The bell, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to have to find out what okay. that is. Koku.
Here's the bell.
Kokushugu. Bell rang. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but that's the same.
Uh-huh.
Same.
Okay, so, but you can still say Kokolugu, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're late, right?
Well, she said
I'd sure like to call somebody.
Kokolugu.
I know who would know, too.
Dennis, Kokota.
Kokoluni.
Kokota. Uh-huh. Dennis is late.
Kokotia.
He was late.
Yeah, well,
that's the bell, though. The
Koko
bell.
Luni.
Ko is the bell.
Kokotanga, I'm late. And then how did you say two were late?
How they were saying at that time was one kuna is two. One
kuna. Ugut.
Kukutaguk. That's two of us.
Kukutagut. T-U-T. Okay. Well, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I wrote my shorthand. That was, so that's.
Anybody else on tea?
No, I'm good. I still have my coffee.
Wangutuk.
Kumbunuk.
Wangutuk. Wanguduk.
Nook. Kungunuk.
Kukutuk.
Kukutaguk.
Koko.
Taguk.
Otaguk.
That's two of us.
Yeah.
You taking any sugar, Susie?
Oh, no, thank you. No. Taguk. Okay. Wanguduk.
Kukutaguk.
Yeah, you were right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then hui.
Me.
Kokota.
Kokotanga.
Oh, okay, then I'm late. You can say we in front of that, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had it. Mm-hmm. It's just that you weren't sure of that,
yeah.
Whether it's a bell ringer or whether I'm late.
It's still not right, though, that worked. I'm going to get it right.
Oh, thank you. That's fine.
That's good. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So,
I was looking for the phone book. I was going to call an onion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here's my uguk. Uguuk. Kokotu. These two are late. One kuda kokota gut. We are all late.
Yeah, one. I know that the
because she said to call her.
This is the one. If
I have any problems.
And then huang gunuk is two, and huang. Guda is always, these are always going to be one, two, and three, if I remember, in front of, you know, a word.
We on you. Okay.
That's
one
right.
One kuda.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Eshpetek, Eshpeji. And this is you,
uh-huh.
And this is you too, and then this would be all of you, but not me.
Right. And look at how they say it's you, you, and you.
Yeah. So you, 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 and you. And then we, me, and you. So if I were to say Huanguda, that's all of us. Mm-hmm. But if I were to say Espaji, that's all of you, but not me.
Espaji.
Okay.
Where'd you get this one?
This I got from the library, or from the museum.
Oh. What's the name of that book?
This is a look. Oh, this I got a long time ago, though.
Okay. Oh, that's at the,
Yeah.
They have that down at the travel.
Okay, and so that helped me.
Right.
So you can't go wrong with these six. Now, these here. This one we don't use. Echlin. She. This is Echliata.
Okay, Echliach.
This one is Echleita. And this is Echlie. That has that G in it.
Echlin.
Echlin. He or she. I wonder if we use that very much.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm not going to. Because that would be, that's beyond.
Yeah, Espedek.
Espedek.
Espedji.
And Espedji. Hui, Huangunuk, and Huanguta. Okay. Okay.
How do you say,
how are you?
Okay.
How are you?
Okay, thank you.
Nashqual Nuhua.
Nashqual Nuhua. That got a headache.
But I don't have to say hui. You already know that it's me.
Yeah.
Nashqual Nuhua.
Nashqual Nuhua.
Nashqual Nuhua.
Nashqual Nuhua.
Oh, that was my own phonetics, but I think it's in here.
I do better when I follow the alphabet.
Oh, yeah. It just...
Because I picked that up over at Dick's party.
Well, I have to visually see it, too. G-A-D-head.
Nadia said she can't figure that out either. She said she'll have to think about it.
What is that?
Nashqual.
She said, I told her about
Kokokluni.
Yeah, I told her
Nashqual.
No, that's a bell. Nashqual.
Luhua.
She said, you're late, like you're late for church.
Nashqual. Luhua. Headache. Nashqual is head. Nashqual is head. Nashqual. I have a headache.
Nashqual.
I don't. That's the only thing I know how to say right now, though.
Yeah.
Because I have. That's the only thing I know how to say.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
to say.
What did you drink last night,
Chuck? Okay, well, it just...
Tundat. You got that one.
Tundat. Rain.
Oh, this is selfish.
Yeah, I had that song here. Tun dat te
hut. No, she said, no, that's stingy.
Tan chik tam ken chali.
So fish is off.
Tan chik
tam ken chali.
Tan chik. Oh. I'll see you again. Tang chikam. Yeah, tang chikam. Tang chikam again.
Yeah, you.
Chari chamigo. Tang chikam gim chari chamigo.
I'll see you also.
Again, today. Yeah.
Okay, sometime again. So, the last time I talked to Teresa, you had talked about the weather. Or, no, that was a time that I was there also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, okay. And then you had talked about cool Pashnatuk, and cool outside. Oh, and it's nice and sunny outside. Nice outside.
Najahtuk.
Majahtuk.
Majahtuk.
Yeah,
Majahtuk. What is
Najahtuk? Majahtuk. It's
sunshine. Sunshine. And then she's...
Huh?
What is Najahtuk?
You're wearing a kerchief.
Oh, Najahtuk.
So, that's right, the head. The head.
No kerchief.
Yeah.
Kerchief.
What is head, though?
Najahtuk.
Najahtuk.
Najahtuk
is, your cap.
Yeah, okay. Shapka.
You know, you said you had a headache.
Uh-huh.
Why you said, remember?
Uh-huh.
Let's head.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So then she told me, Shlami Majak. Shlami.
Shlami Majak.
Majak.
Shlami.
Majak. It's nice and sunny
Shlami.
Outside.
Shlami.
Outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
Outside.
Double L. Shlami.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
double L, double A.
Yeah.
Shlami.
Majaktuk. Majun. Or is it Majak? Shlami. Majaktuk.
Majaktuk.
Majaktuk. It's.
Shlami.
Shlami. Shlami.
Comes out of here.
Shlami.
Shlami.
Shlami. Majaktuk. Yeah. Majaktuk.
Yeah.
It's nice and sunny outside. Yeah. Ah.
Well, he said, Ishlami Majanatuk.
Yeah, that's what.
Shlami.
Yeah.
Shlami.
Because it's nice and sunny outside.
So.
Shlami Majanatuk. It's nice and sunny.
Okay, wait a minute now. Wait. Let's go. Wait. Say it really slow. Nice and loud. Loud and sunny. Okay, say it again. No, that's not ing, is it? No, don't say that. You're kidding me. Oh, my God. Shlami ma.
What did you say?
Shlami.
Ing and elbows.
Shlami majangyahtuk.
Majangyahtuk. Ng majangyahtuk.
Majangyahtuk.
Majang yah tok.
Oh.
Majang yah tok. I N G.
Oh, that's too good. I gotta remember that one. That's an ING analogy.
And then she said, pretty flowers.
Sweet cut. Anjinju doot.
Sweet cut, anjinju doot.
What's that?
Sweet cut a ding ju toot.
Sweet cut a jin ju toot.
A ding ju toot.
The ing again. A jing ju toot.
A ding ju toot.
a jing ju toot
toot. Jing ju toot.
Jing
ju toot.
Jing ju toot.
Jing ju toot.
A jing. A jing.
Juch. Juch.
I
don't know how you
use words.
I know.
Juch. Juch.
Sweet cut.
Sweet cut. Almost.
Or sweet cock.
Sweet cock.
It's singular.
Yeah, sweet.
Sweet cut. The flowers. It's plural.
Plural. When it's a T. Uh-huh. Sweet cut. A jing juh tut.
A jing juh tut.
Sweet cut a jing juh tut. Now they smell good.
Sweet cut tabuk tut.
Tabuk tut. Tabuk tut.
Tabuk. Tabuk. Tabuk.
Tabuk.
Tabuk. Tabuk. Tabuch. Tut. Swick.
It's like a
swick.
You wanna come in?
Swick.
You wanna come in? You can come.
Swick goot.
Sweet cut.
Tabuch. Oh. Tut.
Sweet. Tabuch. Tut.
Sweet.
Sweet cut.
Sweet. Cut.
Yeah, get the bukting yah.
Yep, I got that. They really smell nice. Yeah.
Sweet cut. Sweet cut. Tabuch. Tabuch.
Tut.
Tut. Oh, just tut. Okay. Ah, they smell good. And then they really smell good. Sweet cut.
Tabuch. Tabuch. Tut.
Tabuch. Tabuch. Tabuch.
They really smell good. It's really smell nice.
Tabuch.
Yeah.
Sweet cut ta.
Tabuk ten ya.
Come on.
Tabuk.
Come on.
Tabuk en yat.
Tabuk tuk en yah tuk.
Tabuk.
Tabuk ten yah tuk.
Tabuk. Tut.
En yah tuk.
En yah tut. Okay.
They really smell nice.
Yeah. I knew when I talked to her on the phone, I knew that was your sentence.
What's that?
They really smell nice because Sophie does little smaller sentences, you know, sweet flowers, and then he comes up with they really, really, really smell good or something like that. So I knew it was his.
Oh yeah, tabunyah. That's they smell good.
So what is
oh, they
sweet
really smell good,
sweet
yeah.
Cut is
flowers.
Okay.
He feels more comfortable outside yet.
He doesn't like being.
Oh, he's in and out.
Yeah.
And then
tabuk
tuk. Tabuk tuk is smell.
Smell.
Smell. Mm-hmm.
It smells. Tabuk tuk, it smells.
Yeah.
It smells. So it's just a matter of putting those things together in the right,
yeah, mm-hmm.
with the right ending.
Tabuchtuk, it smells. Tabuchtut, they smell. Tabuchtumi,
they all smell.
They all smell.
You could say that either way, see? Switkut, tabuchtumyachtut. Tabuchtumyachtut, switkut. Either way.
And that is, they smell.
Yeah.
They smell.
They really smell.
They really smell.
When he goes inyachtuk, on that, it's really.
Inyachtut,
yeah.
Is really.
Because he goes tabuchtuk inyachtuk.
Inyachtut.
Inyachtut.
And that
inyach.
Changes it.
Inyach.
Really smell nice.
Ung.
Yeah.
U-N. Ung. U-N-G.
E. Yeah.
Ung. Ung.
Ung.
U-N-G. It's the ung. Swick. Swick. But